This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. On Friday and Saturday, it's the first annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. It goes from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Friday and 9:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. on Saturday. And all this week, we will be having guests on this show who are performing at that festival. Today, we hear singer-songwriter Elizabeth Simpson and guitarist George Turner, who will be appearing at the festival. And then second half of the show, talking with some of the planners of that show to give us a survey of everything that's going on at the festival. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Music by Lucas Foss. That was one of his three pieces, originally for violin and piano, this version for flute and piano, and there's also a version for violin and orchestra, called Early Song, and a performance here with the composer at the piano, Lucas Foss, and flutist Carol Wincence, heard on Live and Local on FM 90.9. On this part of the show, we have Elizabeth Simpson, who is both guitarist and singer, and George Turner, who is a guitarist. They are among the many, many, many performers at the first annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, which is taking place in downtown Urbana, in and around downtown Urbana, Friday and Saturday. Starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday, on Friday, goes to the wee hours of Saturday morning. Starts again at 9:30 Saturday morning and goes to the wee hours of Sunday morning. And there is a considerable variety of performance. There's also art and many other things. We'll hear a kind of a survey of the festival, how it got started, why it's happening, and some of the things you can do in the later half of the show with, I think, Ed Hawks and perhaps another of the planners of the festival. But first, we have this performance segment. Elizabeth and George are both in the studios with us, and I do thank you for coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
So, starting with you, Elizabeth, how did you get to end up doing what you're doing? And because I understand just from a little bit you just said right before we went on air, you started solo, and at some point you met George and started to do some things together.
That's right. Back in high school, I had friends who were playing music, playing guitar, who were older than me. So when I would visit their houses, I would grab the guitar, start fooling around, and I started writing some of my own songs. I wrote goofy little songs when I was very young, maybe 6 and 7 years old. But when I was 13 or 14 is when I really started my own kind of repertoire and continued that in Massachusetts, performing in Northampton, doing street performances, little concerts, was music. Double minor in college, part of a jazz group there, and then migrated over to Illinois where I've continued to do solo work. And when I wanted to get back involved with jazz, I asked around, and our local music expert Palmer said, try to get in touch with George Turner. And I did that, and it's been great. It's been a little less than a year, I think, so far, and yeah. It's been a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm. And so you're still doing solo things?
Yes, I am.
Do you write your own songs?
I do write my own songs.
And do you also cover other people's songs?
I cover other people's songs, always trying to give them credit and honor when it seems appropriate. So, you know, after Michael Jackson's passing, then there was a little Michael Jackson cover phase or, you know, or depending. And especially when it comes to music with a social justice message, there's a rich, rich history of that sort of music and, you know, why make up what has already been said very well. So I do cover a number of different folk songs.
You know, that actually reminded me of something. I mean, this is going to come out of my mouth before I even have the woman's name in mind. Susan something, folk singer out of Chicago. I interviewed her for the show, but she said something about how difficult she thought it was to do her latest disc, which was covers, because she usually does her own stuff, in part because other people had said it before. Do you feel any of that kind of pressure when you're
Absolutely.
Doing somebody else's song?
If it has been said well before, let it stand. You know, if someone has done a great recording of a song, we don't need to play it again, certainly not publicly. You know, the recording is there and it stands. Of course, there's a whole different music tradition, which is playing music at home in backyards, you know, around fire pits and that sort of thing. And in those cases, playing music that's been played before is great because everybody can sing along. And we've really lost, I think, in a lot of the parts of the United States, the tradition of sharing music together. So those are opportunities where playing songs that everybody knows is a really supreme thing to do. But in general, for myself, I think it's important to work on, you know, how am I going to push myself forward? There are some people who do covers. Cat Power is one person who they take songs and really kind of take it as a jumping off point towards something else. And I've also done that, which is really more of a kind of in the tradition of classical music where there'll be a theme and somebody will elaborate on someone else's theme sort of thing.
Well, and there's the whole take a standard and make do something special with it.
Sure.
Particularly George, you know, as a jazz guitarist, you must do that.
Yeah.
Endlessly.
I mean, in jazz, yeah, you play standards all the time. Don't really think of it in quite of the same sense as like playing a cover. It's more like just Elizabeth said, like a sort of a jumping off point to kind of create your own version of it.
Elizabeth, what do you do professionally?
Professionally, I'm a consultant. I work with Do Good Consulting. I help nonprofits figure out whatever they need to figure out, from fundraising and marketing to their decision-making processes and strategic planning. And I also work at the Urbana Middle School as the peer mediation coordinator, helping students solve each other's problems without needing to rely on discipline or adult intervention.
Now, that one right there sounds like a triple full-time job.
Well, yes. I am committed to the health of my community, and I spend a lot of time trying to help the way that we work together work better.
Any idea how you got selected among many people to participate in this first Folk and Roots Festival?
Well, George and I were invited to be on Listen Up Illinois, which is Ed Hawk's really great UPTV show that happens, maybe it happens monthly. And I'm not sure how he got our name, but that happened. And then because he's the coordinator for the Folk and Roots Festival, he invited us to be part of that as well.
Oh, he obviously liked what he heard.
Yes.
Let's hear a sample. You're going to do something on your own first.
I am. I'm going to do a song called Little Soldier. Where the evening's dark, but the morning's light. If you want something different, hold on tight. You can't help but move through this fight. You can't help but blossom into flight. Thousands of miles a minute. Though it seems we're standing still, still we're moving, taking the sun out and putting it back in our windowsill. Movements like that, you can't stop even if you're willing. No, you can't hold back the life that you're fulfilling. No, you can't hold back the life that you're fulfilling.
Elizabeth Simpson performing on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. She and guitarist George Turner are going to be appearing, along with many other folks, at the first annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. Their appearance will be on Saturday at noon till 1:30 at Strawberry Fields, I believe, a food store in right off of down. I guess it's technically downtown Urbana.
Yep.
That you know, I am not very good at remembering singers and performers that I've heard outside of the classical realm.
Mm-hmm.
My training is in classical music. But that sounds, the style in which you sang that song sounds to me like a number of other folks that I've heard, with one particular exception that I really appreciate. And that is that I understood everything you sang.
Yeah. I mean what I say, and I want people to get what I mean when it comes to lyrics.
Do you have, it seems to, I don't want to say that you're copying anybody because mm-hmm. I'm not suggesting that at all, but I mean, it seems like there's kind of a set of new styles of singing in, like, what would you call this, sort of semi-folk style or something like
indie
that?
Indie folk, I think, is indie folk. One of the words that applies, yeah.
Yeah, with there's sort of angularity to it. Mm-hmm. There's silence is important, pause, you know, spaces of time in between phrases and so on. But, you know, my personal beef with some of these folks is sometimes that they're so stylized, you don't know what they're even saying.
Sure.
And I really enjoyed that song. Where do you come up with, where do you come up with lyrics, but do you have any particular themes you tend to play on?
I am usually working out, personal disclosure here, I'm usually working out something that's going on in my head, something that I'm thinking about, something that I'm concerned about, you know, something that's kind of stuck in me. And the answer, actually, I can answer, where do I come up with songs or lyrics? It's often on my bicycle or while
really?
I'm walking. Yeah, because as you're going around, when you have a space, I ride a motorcycle, a bicycle, and I walk. I don't do the car thing so much. But when you have a travel space like that where you can't be doing anything else, right, you're paying attention to, you know, the ground, not hitting other things. And so there's a huge space in the back of my mind that is ready to go on something, and usually what it's chewing on is music, making up little tunes. I can't tell you how many hundreds of tunes, and I'm sure it's probably the same for any musician, that I've found and lost over the span of my travel.
Are you likely going to produce any songs having to do with little tiny bugs right now with this infestation, and especially on your bike?
I try not to have angry songs. So on the way in here, I actually had to remove a gnat from my face.
Yeah, you're lucky it was only one.
I know.
Do you have any models or influences in particular on your vocal style?
You know, I'm not sure who to say has influenced me. You know, what would you hear in my voice? I'm not sure. However, I can say that I am quite enamored of course, Ella Fitzgerald. I also... Meredith Monk has really helped me realize that I can use some of the alternative vocalizings outside of my bedroom. There's, of course, the history of Ani DiFranco as a, not so much as a vocalist, but just, again, a model of someone that you can go out and play music. It makes a lot of sense to do that. And then I have a lot of friends. My friend Karina Lepele is a local musician, and it's just really great to... be with each other and have the encouragement. Also, Anna Hochhalter, the public arts coordinator, has been a great influence saying, go out, be out there, perform. You can do it. So I appreciate that.
We're talking with Elizabeth Simpson, who will be performing at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival on Saturday in downtown Urbana. And she brought with her, sort of a way to put it, he came on his own, actually, George Turner.
Very talented George Turner.
The very talented. Actually, oh, supposed to you. Say the lovely and talented, right?
You know? Yeah, yeah. They call me.
Yeah, how long have you been in this community, George, and how did you get your start?
Well, I came here 3 years ago to go to pursue my master's degree in jazz studies at the U of I. And I've just stayed here, and I'm still going to school, working on my doctorate now. But as far as playing music, yeah, I got my start, you know, when I was pretty young. I think when I was about 13, I started playing guitar. And then just sometime after college, you know, I just decided to make that my profession. So, yeah, I've just been, you know, working as a jazz guitarist and a guitar teacher and stuff for a long time now.
Where were you working before you got to Champaign?
Oh, I lived in Charlottesville, Virginia.
And what attracted you? Well, back up. What kinds of things were you doing there? Different groups you were playing with?
Yeah, I was just playing, mostly jazz. With my own groups, like trios and quartets, and sometimes playing just freelance with other groups. And I played some rock and some funk and stuff like that too, but mostly jazz stuff.
And what made you decide to come back to school, and particularly the University of Illinois?
I'd just been, you know, working as a musician and teaching for a long time, and I just wanted to get some credentials and maybe be able to get a university job eventually. So that was kind of the main reason I came back to school. And University of Illinois, I knew Chip McNeil, the director of jazz studies here. I knew him actually from back in Virginia, so I talked to him about coming to school here. It seemed like a good program, and they offered me a good deal and everything, so I decided to come on out here.
The good deal is always an important part of things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Elizabeth, are you actually going to do any solo stuff at the Folk Festival?
We were just talking about that. We're going to figure that out tomorrow night. I would guess that there'll be a tail end segment, so that maybe from 12 to 1 will be the jazz, and then maybe from 1 to 1:30 will be solo stuff.
Because it is billed here as folk and jazz.
There you go. That would be the folk part.
So you'll have to get that in there.
I guess I better do it.
Yeah.
If it's in print.
It's in print. I just printed it out.
Excellent.
So it's
okay.
On the official website.
Well, yes, then, yes.
So let's hear some of the jazz.
Great.
That you all brought together. It's Elizabeth Simpson's going to sing with guitarist George Turner live in our studio on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money. I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. Thank you. love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bat me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, or in or out of the money. I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. I'm with you always, honey, rain or shine, rain or shine.
I like that. Rain or Shine, could that have been the title of that
song?
Come
Rain or Come Shine.
Come Rain or Come Shine. And who wrote that song?
Johnny Mercer.
That's a Johnny Mercer song. Okay, good. Not good at name that tune either.
Me
on my
either.
Part.
Yeah. I've got it written down in front of me.
Well, that's good. George Turner, the guitarist, and Elizabeth Simpson, the vocalist here on Live and Local. They are just two of the several performers who are going to be joining us on the show this week as we focus mostly on the show on the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. It's the first time they're doing this festival. A lot of people have put in a lot of work. And there's an extraordinary number of performers who are going to be in downtown Urbana Friday night and all day Saturday. If you want to find out more and get the complete schedule, find out where things are, because they're kind of all over the place and many things simultaneously, you can go to cufolkandroots.org, cufolkandroots.org. And they have a pretty detailed mission statement, which says, among other things, that they hope the festival will support and promote local artists, musicians, and folk arts organizations, and promote a feeling of community. And I'm curious, but from both of you, Elizabeth and George, what you think that feeling of community is among independent music makers like yourselves in and around Champaign-Urbana?
I'd say there's a really good feeling of community between musicians here. It seems like most of us are all friends, and we go out and, you know, hear each other play and, you know, have a good time hanging out and, you know, playing together, mm-hmm. hearing each other play. I think it's a real nice community here.
Mm-hmm. And it's rich. I mean, that's one thing that this festival, as well as the last, I think we've had three or four music festivals in this month. This is a rich community in terms of music, and one of the opportunities that these sorts of things offer is for us to get to know each other, to see each other. We don't always know. When I introduce myself at work, I mean, I work at a school, almost nobody knows that I sing, right? So when we have these opportunities, we get to see not only our fellow musicians, for those of us who are musicians and who we could potentially collaborate with, but also just giving recognition to our greater community that we are a very, very rich, almost densely populated with fantastic musicians of all stripes here.
Well, and Champaign-Urbana has produced in the pop and rock worlds quite a lot of rather well-known people, only mm-hmm. a few of whom I would be able to name. Alison Krauss and Ani DeFranco are two of them. Both of, Alison Krauss wasn't here, but her dobro player was here at the Guitar Festival mm-hmm. last week, and Ani DeFranco was here. I missed her, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
What are the prospects for somebody who is making music around here who wants to go outside and expand on that professionally? George, you said, you know, you're working to make a living at that. Elizabeth, you're doing something else professionally.
What are the prospects for doing it? I think you probably just have to start by just going out and meeting musicians and, you know, and talking to some places and trying to get, you know, book some gigs.
I waited forever. I kept waiting for the best songs in order to record. I kept waiting to have somebody else invite me to perform. But once I started to spread the word or to initiate on my behalf. People are asking me to do shows a lot now. So really just, you know, it's cheesy, but believe in yourself, put yourself out there. People will tell you no if they need to tell you no. And most of the time they would love the opportunity to know about what you have to offer. The other thing is there can be, what I have is like a hybrid where I go on tour. It's not my primary income, but I have a primary income that's part-time. And then that leaves me room to work on my music and performing capacities and also gives me the leave to go around and do those performances. So it doesn't have to be all or nothing. You know, it can certainly be a little bit of each.
And are you hoping to expand the percentage of the music-making time, or are you fine with the mix as it is?
Well, for me, my commitment to social justice in the community is strong enough that I will always be doing the work that I'm doing in terms of helping people and organizations better serve our communities. So I'll always be doing some of that and might as well get paid to do it. So I see that I'll probably be splitting half and half for a while. But because I do consulting, I can always take a couple months off and go on tour, and that sounds great. I would love to do that.
Yeah, consulting gives one flexibility, doesn't it?
It does.
Let's have another tune. We're listening, talking with and listening to Elizabeth Simpson, vocalist and guitarist, as we heard earlier, and guitarist George Turner. They're going to be performing Saturday, part of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. They'll be from noon to 1:30 at Strawberry Fields in downtown Urbana, and you're hearing them live on Live and Local on FM 90.9. What's the next song?
Well, I have a question for you. I know that we're coming to the end of our time, and so Fast or Slow is my question for you.
Well, what would you call that last one? Was that Fast or
that
Slow?
That was Faster.
That was Faster?
Faster-ish.
I don't really care.
Oh,
something beautiful.
Something beautiful. Okay. Where should you pick? This is probably beautiful, right? This is the beautiful one, yeah.
All right, we'll take the beautiful one.
The slow one is the more beautiful one.
Beauty trumps speed. Okay. Thank you.
forgotten the words I love you, and each memory that we shared. You ignore every star above you. I can't realize that you ever came. You've changed. You're not the angel I once knew. No need to tell me we're through. It's all over now. You've changed.
Who wrote that song?
Carl Fisher. Everyone's favorite.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess that's another one of those standards.
Yeah.
That you really have to look at the page and find out who it was. It was Billie Holiday among your influences? You didn't mention her.
I didn't mention her. Her attitude is definitely, her attitude and performance for sure. If you've ever, and now with the advent of YouTube, you can go watch videos. She is so poised. She is so self-assured. She's really great for that. So that kind of, I mean, her song Ain't Nobody's Business, I'm going to do what I'm doing, and it's Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do is a really great advocate.
I'm not sure if I asked that because there was shades of Billie Holiday in that styling, or if it's because I've got a recording with her doing that song, or both.
Oh, uh-huh.
But I'm pretty sure I do. At least that's what I was hearing in my head. Elizabeth Simpson with guitarist George Turner here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They'll be at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival Saturday from noon to 1:30 at Strawberry Fields. And for a complete schedule, go to cufolkandroots.org. And we'll be talking about a lot more of those events as the week progresses and hearing some other performers, including on tomorrow's Live and Local, guitarist Michael Kameen. And also, unrelated to the CU Folk and Roots Festival, we'll be hearing one of the quartets from the Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adelines, who are giving a concert Saturday night in Champaign. And we'll have their director with us as well and hear what that is all about. And here we had a male barbershop quartet some weeks ago, and so we'll have a female barbershop quartet, which is a very interesting sound. Thank you both for coming in on the show.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
And I think people will be in for a very nice treat when they hear you on Saturday.
Yes, and special kudos to Ed Hawks for arranging the festival. It's been a wonderful gift to our community.
We'll have Ed with us. I believe Ed's one of the ones from the steering committee coming in just a few minutes to talk about the rest of the festival. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Pianist Ivan Moravets playing music by Bedřich Smetana here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. In a moment, a conversation with Ed Hawks and Tom Torino, who are both in the steering committee for the first annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, which you're hearing about on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sea Boat, featuring a southern style of cooking walleye and catfish, chicken, shrimp, sandwiches, and more. Available for dine-in and carry-out. The Sea Boat, 402 West Kirby, across from Jerry's IGA in Champaign. Catering services are available at 355-9933. And we'll talk generally about the Folk and Roots Festival and have a brief survey of some of the things you can go see and hear. Quickly looking at a couple of other items on our calendar. Tonight at Illinois State University, there's a faculty recital by percussionist David Collier. That's going to be at the Center for the Performing Arts on the ISU campus in Normal, 8 o'clock tonight. At the Krannert Center in Urbana, forte pianist Malcolm Bilson is giving a recital at 7:30. Also on the University of Illinois campus tonight at 7:30, a concert of our Carnatic classical violin music with duo. That is in Smith Memorial Hall at 7:30. Tomorrow night, Dana Hall on faculty of the jazz division at the University of Illinois School of Music will be performing with some of his colleagues at the Krannert Center in Urbana. That is at 7:30. And looking ahead to Thursday, another Indian classical concert celebrating Navaratri with Subroto and friends. That's at the Krannert Center Thursday evening at 7:30. And some of the jazz groups at Eastern Illinois University performing at the Doudna Fine Arts Center Thursday evening at 7:30. Those are just some items on our calendar. Send us your items to willcalendar@illinois.edu. And this program today made possible with support from Parkland Art Gallery at Parkland College. The gallery's exhibits illustrate a wide range of traditional and innovative work by contemporary artists of regional and national status. Exhibitions and educational programs are offered free of charge to the public. There are many local, regional, and some national acts going to be appearing at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. This weekend starts at 5 o'clock on Friday, and you can listen to things all the way up till 1 a.m. on Saturday, and then starting again at 9:30 on Saturday, running till 1 a.m. on Sunday. It's a staggering number of performers and variety of performers, and we've got with us two of the steering committee members, Ed Hawks and Tom Torino, and I guess I want to know two things first. Whose idea was it, and how on earth did you put all this together? This is a massive undertaking.
Well,
Ed Hawks.
Ed Hawks, yeah, this is Ed Hawks talking. And thanks, Kevin, for having us on the show and for having some of the different performers that are going to be playing at the festival here this week on your show. So,
well, it's going to be a treat, and thanks for putting me in touch with all these folks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, Brenda Koenig, I think we'd have to give her credit for coming up with this idea. She was the one that kind of presented it, and she got the first meeting together back in the summer of 2008 of many different community organizations who were kind of in the folk and roots and folk arts genre. So would give her credit for that. And we all went to that first meeting, several of the people on the steering committee, and we decided to stick with it. And we've been meeting since last summer, talking about the philosophy of the festival, where we wanted to go with it, throwing around ideas of who we'd want to perform. And then we've also been working with all the community organizations who came to that first meeting, keeping in touch with them to kind of get their ideas and input for the festival. So they've been very helpful as well in developing the whole thing.
Kevin, one of the things I'd like to say is that this festival has really been designed to be a community festival. So it's really you folks that are listening here. It's your festival. We really invite you to come and participate. Its success depends on your participation. One of the things we wanted to do as a group, the steering committee came up basically with this plan, rather than just your usual Folk and Roots festival that has staged performances and people come and stand in front of the stage and listen. This festival really combines a lot of different elements. So that there certainly will be great stage performances by national and regional and local acts. But there are also a lot of participatory activities that are going to go on throughout the festival days, such as jams in the bluegrass and old time and blues styles, dancing and dance workshops, contradance, Cajun dance, Zydeco, and there'll be arts. Artists will be on the street, and they'll be having exhibits where you can actually make art. One of my favorite ideas, which I think, again, is Brenda's, is the Try-It tent.
Yeah, I saw that. I wonder what that was all about.
So the Try-It tent is they're going to be manned and womaned with musicians with their instruments and extra instruments so that you can come and try out a banjo or an auto harp or a mandolin, and you can bring your kids and, you know, get them hooked on one of these instruments. So that's another thing that's going to be going on. The other thing is that we've designed it so that it's downtown Urbana, sort of on the corner of Elm, and Ray Street is the epicenter of it. It extends down to the Phillips Center and to the IMC and then to the Bistro and the Gallery on Main Street, so that it's the area that the events will be taking place simultaneously are very close together, walking distance. And the idea there was to create a kind of community feeling, because people are going to run into each other. In other words, instead of having it in places all over town you have to drive to, you can walk to everything. And we're hoping to get a critical mass so that people will be hanging out together partaking of the food and drink in the local businesses downtown and really making it their celebration.
This strikes me as a potentially rather expensive undertaking. How have you gone about raising the funds for this? I know you've had a number of benefits over the last number of months.
Yeah, we had three benefits. We've talked to, with the help of Christine Breen, who's on the steering committee, talked to a lot of businesses and asked for sponsorships. So we have many, many sponsors helping us out. We went to the City of Urbana. They have the City of Urbana Arts Commission, so they've given us a grant. We just heard recently we got a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, which we were surprised because we'd heard that the funds were frozen, but they did give us a grant to help out. We have grassroots sponsors. We had on our website people could sign up as grassroots sponsors, so we have a lot of those. So it's been, you know, we didn't get any huge amount of money from any one place, but just a lot of people putting in
what they could
has helped us to build up our funds, and we're hoping to sell wristbands, so certainly the wristband sales will be helpful as well.
So people, I'm sure if they want to, you would welcome contributions even now.
Even
as
now,
it's going
yes,
on.
And they can go to the website at cufolkandroots.org and still be a grassroots donor if they want.
Let's acknowledge, you mentioned a couple of the steering committee members. Let's acknowledge the full committee. Christine Breen, Ed Hawks is with us. Rob Crum, who will actually be appearing with us on Friday, part of
Creole Stomp.
Francis Harris. Brenda Koenig, you mentioned, and Tom Torino, who's with us now. And Don Willie, is that how he says his name?
Right.
Who is a volunteer coordinator. Are there others that should be acknowledged?
Phil Wall should be acknowledged for doing the website.
Right, right.
He's done a tremendous job, and it's, you know, this would have cost us a fortune. He's done it all volunteer. In fact, all the work on this has been volunteer. The names you just mentioned are the people that have really worked on this on a week-to-week basis for the last year.
Right. Did you have Francis Harrison there?
I did have Francis. Reading from your program.
Okay.
that you're acknowledging.
Okay.
You brought along just a couple of samples, which is about what we'll have time to do, and we can't even touch the number of styles and performers that are on here, but this group called Los T-Birds.
Yeah, well, let me say that one of the boundaries for the festival, I mean, we broke the boundaries in a few places, but the main theme is American roots, arts. And so we picked acts that were playing primarily in that way. The group Los T-Birds is a conjunto band, Tex-Mex conjunto band from Austin, Texas. They're a classic conjunto band, accordion-led, bajo sexto. This was music that was done in northern Mexico, but really its center was San Antonio, Texas. So here's a case where hoping to reach out also to the Mexican community in the Champaign-Urbana area, plus this is music that I particularly love. A style of American roots music that most people don't think of. I mean, if you're in Texas, you do, but if you're up here, you don't really think of as a roots style. But this was really created in North America, the U.S. primarily, as a style. So, I don't know, maybe we could hear a little bit of the T-Birds.
Yeah, sure. I think we're fortunate to have them coming up from Austin, Texas to play at our festival. We searched high and low to find a conjunto band. Tom did. He was the contact for that, and we found them in Austin, Texas, so I think it's a music that people here, probably a lot of people here, haven't even heard.
Well, I've never heard the term before. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Conjunto just means group.
Oh.
And it means, you know, band. And it's, but it's the word that's been used to talk about this accordion-led, has a big 12-string guitar as the rhythm instrument, and now bass and traps. Flaco Jimenez is perhaps the best-known conjunto accordionist in the country. So if people out there listening know of him, they'll be cute.
Well, and we may all recognize the style as we launch into this. It's Los T-Birds from Austin, Texas. They will be among the national performers or guest performers at the first annual CU Folk and Roots Festival this weekend. This is Live and Local. Sample of Los T-Birds from Austin, Texas, who will be appearing at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival this weekend. And you're hearing them live and local on FM 90.9.
WILL counts on listeners for more than one out of every $3 spent to bring you music to enhance the spirit and performances to delight the ear. If you've received a letter requesting an additional gift, please respond and be as generous as you can. Mail a check to Friends of WILL, P.O. Box 3429, Champaign, Illinois, 61826.
We're talking with Ed Hawks and Tom Torino, both on the steering committee for the CU Folk and Roots Festival this weekend, and we have one other sample to play of some of the kind of music. Why don't we just, we only have a few minutes. Tom, you said this is kind of representative of this, a style that's going to be
well,
the show.
Well, another genre that we've got coming is old-time string band music, and several of our great local old-time bands are going to be playing, like the Ruthless Goats, not to be missed. They're incredible. But these folks that we're about to hear, or some of these folks that are on the recording we're about to hear, are coming down from Chicago to play a contra dance and do workshops. We have lots of instrumental workshops as well as jams. So you can sign up for banjo workshops and guitar workshops.
Actually, you can just show up. You don't actually have to sign
well,
up.
Right,
you can
sorry.
Come to the workshop. So, yeah.
Right.
And you should bring your instrument.
Bring your instruments. Bring your there's a drum circle on Friday. There's guitar and banjo and lots of different jams. Yeah. So bring your instruments. Bring your dancing partner. Bring your dancing shoes. Right. Bring your dancing children and dogs.
Yeah. And we have a blues jam, so the blues musicians can participate in the blues jam even at the Rose Bowl on Saturday afternoon.
Right, and that will be with Kilbourne Alley musicians.
And let's refer folks again to the website to get a complete idea of the schedule, cufolkandroots.org. But really, if you just show up any time between 5 and 1 a.m. on Friday night and between 9:30 and 1 a.m. Saturday, there's going to be stuff going on all simultaneously, and just
right.
wander around and find it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can go, you could hear one group for a half hour, walk down the street, hear the rest, the last part of another group set. So, you know, you don't have to just stay and listen to one group. You can move around. You can probably see three groups in an hour if you want to.
Pick and choose, sample, yeah. and get your exercise walking around downtown Urbana.
Right.
This is a group called the Volo Bog Trotters, right. some of whose members will be at the festival on this weekend. Thank you. little bit of a tune called Lost Indian from the Volabog Trotters, an old-time string band heard here on Live and Local. My guests this part of the show, Ed Hawks and Tom Torino for the CU Folk and Roots Festival, and they had something important to say right before I read the weather forecast, just in case there is some rain.
So this event was rain or shine. We've got lots of spaces, indoor spaces, if it rains. This is the first annual CU Folk and Roots Festival. If you want there to be a second annual CU Folk Festival, you need to come and enjoy and participate in this great event. We really welcome you.
Right.
Thank you both for coming on, Ed Hawks, Tom Torino. And we'll have lots of other performers from the festival on the show as the week progresses.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin.
Our pleasure. CUFolkandRoots.org, the website. And here is that forecast. We'll take a peek at Friday, but for this afternoon, intervals of clouds and hazy sunshine with a few passing showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, the high 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, the low 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a few passing showers, thunderstorms, the high around 80. Thursday's outlook, much the same, partly sunny, chance of a few showers, high around 80. And Friday, mostly cloudy, periods of rain and thunderstorms, the high 78, and I don't have a look ahead to Saturday. You're listening to WYLL 90.9 FM and HD Urbana. We operate translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana. We're the listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. News headlines are next. Julie Amacher has classical music for you at 106. For Live and Local, I'm Kevin Kelly.